Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it is Mo El-Hawari. Mo, you are the founder of Launch and Scale Agency. You are on the web at launchscaleagency.co. Mo, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much, Josh. Likewise. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
Yes. Well, listen, you are in one of my favorite towns because one of my dear good friends locally is from Manchester, UK.
Interesting.
And the birthplace of so much good music, culture. And Mo, when you are not at work, before we kind of get into your superpowers here, what do you do for fun in the Manchester area?
Conversely speaking, basically, I would say hiking, not football. So football is the number one thing any Mancunian would be doing. But for me personally, I prefer hiking.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. On the other note, because you mentioned football, United or City?
Oh, I always get this question. Even when I take Uber, whenever I go anywhere, I always get this question. I am City fan. I know Americans, they prefer United because of the history, the heritage, but I'm Pep Guardiola, basically. So wherever he goes, I go.
Good. All right. Now, so in Manchester, you and I were talking beforehand. I didn't realize just how much hiking you have on the outskirts of Manchester. Where do you go hiking? But I just pulled up some images here, especially as you go kind of a little bit east and south. You've got some gorgeous places to hike.
Duns, basically. So I go to a place called Tundle Hill, Viewpoint, Clinton Vale, Holcomb Hill. There's one in Oldham, basically. There's so many. The thing is about hiking here, it's not hard to do. It's not a big of a challenge. Literally within 10, 15 minutes, you pack everything and you're good to go. No need to worry about it as a journey. The only thing you need to be worried about is one you do when you're up there. So you have everything, you're well packed, and that's it.
Nice. Yeah, I pine for those days or for those terrains. I'm here in Central Florida, which is basically Kansas with swamps, beaches, and gators. So and humidity. So we don't get a whole lot of fun hiking, in my opinion. There's some beautiful wildlife and nature. Anyway, Mo, let's talk about the work that you do. Launchscaleagency.co is your website for our friend to follow along. You work with e-com brands. Tell me about your work.
So simply speaking, we do two types of work, and that explains the name of the company. We scale existing 8 and 9 figure brands. We work for some of the biggest in the space, like Symbiotica, Dr. Squash, Organifi, Live Good, so many, mainly in the supplement industry. That's what we specialize in, providing media buying, content creation, auditing, and so on and so forth. That's the only thing we specialize in. Apart from that, we help investors and entrepreneurs to launch the business from A to Z. So that's why it's called Launch Scale Agency. So let's say we have Michael. Michael wants to have his own side hustle business, wants proper business basically, but he doesn't have experience. So what we do is we start by developing the product, R&D, fully certified laboratory tests, and then we start doing all of the packaging, all of the marketing, fulfillment, customer support. It's like end-to-end full management business. So those are the two types of business we do.
What does the e-com founder have to do if you're doing everything?
Literally nothing. Because at that
Yeah,
point, yeah, they're not
come up with the
founders.
idea, invest the capital, get it going.
Exactly. And the thing is, I always think about it this way. This is like the digital real estate version. It's not drop shipping. It's not get me rich quick scheme. It's like, okay, you want to have your own business. Fine. We will help you manage it on your behalf. And then we sit down with them, walk them through the products that we believe they can private label. Some of them, they prefer to private label everything from scratch. Some of them, they say, no, I want to have my own formula. It depends. And then we continue the process from there. That's
Yeah.
with the other part of the business.
Well, so as a leader in e-com, I'm wondering if you could give us a little bit of a state of the union for where we are in e-com right now.
Great question. I love that. Number one, when we talk about e-com, it's very important to understand e-com is very vast and broad, and not, they are not all the same. Usually, when people hear e-com, they think all industries are the same. To give you a quick, realistic example, people can touch on fashion and apparel versus supplement and well-being. With fashion and apparel, if you go to any e-commerce website, you must buy more than one item so the store owner can be profitable. Two pair of jeans, three pair of skirts, and so on and so forth. There's no subscription model if you're talking fashion, if we're talking apparel, just by common sense. You're going to go there once, buy whatever you need to put on your body, and that's it. On the other hand side, when we talk health and wellness industry, this is mainly a subscription-based model, and you can survive exclusively using one SKU on one product. So, for example, with supplements, you can start, scale, launch using just one product, and you can focus on having higher average order value, subscription models, and so on and so forth. Whereas with beauty, fashion, you need to have more than one. That's, for example, that's just like the surface. We're just touching the surface. Going deep into the technicalities, into the marketing, the game has massively changed. It's no longer basically Amazon versus Facebook versus Shopify.
Oh,
Gone
really?
those days. Yeah, for real. Gone. Gone. Dead. Dead those days. Particularly when
What?
we speak to inter yeah, when we speak to newbies, when we speak to new founders, and we see how they try to manage things. New founders, let me tell you, the difference between someone who just started the business today versus someone who has been in business for 7 years. Someone who started the business today, that's the first mistake, 100%. They will do. They will go and they will try to assess their performance per platform. So they will tell you, what is my return ad spend if we're talking paid media campaign from Facebook, from this campaign? If it is good, it's profitable from their perspective. If
Yeah.
it's not profitable. Whereas the game has massively changed. Why is that? Because I might see your ad on Facebook, I might see your ad on Google and buy from Amazon. I might see your ad on
Yeah.
TikTok shop and buy from Facebook ads.
I do that. I'm sorry,
Absolutely.
but I do.
We all do it. You see the ad, you want to make sure basically this is a genuine company, not a genuine company. Even if you know 100% this is a genuine company, you would rather buy from a source that you trust, like Amazon, like eBay, like Walmart, and then you make the purchase from there. Now, if you start micromanaging and micro-analyzing your data, you will never scale. That's the first mistake I find almost always all new founders do. The second is they don't scale. Listen, Meta has recently changed the game. As Meta certified partners, here's what happened, and here's what we have been informed. Previously, it was a bidding game, meaning whoever spends more, get in front of the right ideal customer. But that was back in the days. Now, you need to have content. You need to scale with content. Because the
Interesting.
thing is, when TikTok entered the market, TikTok started to take some viewers and some audience from Meta, correct? How did it do that? By having more content. Meta more or less felt like a bit jealous, things are going away. So they started encouraging their brand. You want to find the right customer? I will help you. But to do that, you need to return the favor. And to do that, you need to provide my audience with engaging content. It doesn't have to be 10 out of 10. And that's again what most startups do. They're only focusing on perfectioning the quality of the videos or the quality of the content they're working on to make sure it's 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. No, 6.5, 7 out of 10 is enough to scale with.
Wow. Okay. So, on that note, I guess someone might hear that and go, "Content, really?" I thought we were kind of headed into more of an AI-driven world. Isn't all of that effort or work into creating this content just going to fall on non-hearing ears?
Okay. I hear that all the time. And let me tell you about AI, something very important to be considered. AI is very useful only for startups, not for brands who want to scale. So I'm limited on budget. I don't have enough fees to pay agencies, to pay creators. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to download AI app so the AI app can generate some content for me, and I'm going to start with it. It is great. Only and only if you want to start to test the concept. So you're not sure basically if your business idea is going to be valid or not. Yeah, that would help. But as you scale, we have tested over 690 pieces of content over the past 90 days. 30% of those were 100% produced by using AI. And guess what? The CPM was really high. What's the CPM? Is cost per impression. So it's basically the cost that you pay per 1,000 people who watch your ads. That has gone to the roof versus something that has been done manually. What you can do to combine and to leverage the power of AI with what you have is build what we call your content library. So for example, you have your product A, whatever that is. You take loads of B-rolls, loads of shots using that product. And then instead of paying someone like me, someone like Joan, someone like Alessandra, someone basically who is going to sit in front of the camera just to do the talk, no, you can have an AI who can do the talk, mixed that with the genuine actual B-roll shots that you have taken to produce unique angles. Still, doesn't outperform the authentic UGCs or the authentic content, but it is better than doing everything from head to toe using AI.
Yeah. And what kind of ads are working for e-com? Are there trends? In other words, I think what I'm most curious about are there things in advertising that maybe a few years ago may have been appropriate, they were effective. Today, not so much.
Back in the days, it used to be more about optimizing your campaigns. So you had to hire media buyers who can run the show for you. And you used to have so many agencies who only specialize in one thing, which is optimizing the campaigns. Now, with the trend, no. Any media buying, any marketing agency that survive already or wants to survive, their business model has to be 80% content, 20% optimization. Regarding the types of content, only two types of content available. Only two. Number one, and this is really important to know. Performance-based videos and static images, not branded videos. Those
Wow.
never work.
Wow.
Never work. And when I say branded videos, I'm talking about those videos. Let's say you watch an ad on the TV for Pepsi, for Coke, for any mega brand.
Yeah.
Okay, just in endorsing the brand name.
Right, because there's already familiarity with that particular
Exactly.
brand. So you can get away with
Exactly.
that. Nobody knows your brand if you're a startup.
Exactly. You need to be performance based. You need to
Yeah.
have content creators who can keep talking about how this product is going to add value to your end customer. That's it. Don't tell me about your heritage. Don't tell me about how long have you been in the market for. Don't tell me anything about you, because guess what? Who cares? Nobody cares. Just keep telling me how I can benefit from the product. And there are so many frameworks. Like, if someone is watching this now or listening to this, there are so many frameworks that they can write down. There's like educational phase where you have someone just talk about the educational aspect of your product. There's that sort of aspect which is podcasts, so pretending it's a podcast whereas it is not. Lifestyle, basically, like, come with me. I'm gonna show you how I do this as part of my daily routine. And in the middle, I embed the product. There's a product demo, three reason why, and then you start talking. Like, those frameworks, usually the best frameworks that outperform any other framework.
Yeah. All right. So who should be reaching out to Launch and Scale Agency? Your website, by the way, launchscaleagency.co.
Correct. It's launchscaleagency.co. You can go there. You can book a call with me. Alternatively, to speak with me directly, you can go to Audit with Mo, audit with Mo, my name. And basically, with that, you can speak with me directly. So we can take it from there, see exactly what you do, how you do things, and then we can take it from there.
And by the way, I'd recommend folks go to your website to look at a lot of the work that you have done. Especially, I think if you want to see the ads, if you want to see a lot of
True.
the, the design, really, really good stuff. You work with some decent brands too. Huel is a big one. I've seen a few others that I recognize, some Super Greens.
True.
That's some other ones. AG1. They certainly are huge advertisers. They are everywhere. So, awesome. Well, Mo, your website again is launchscaleagency.co. Mohammed El-Hawari, you are the founder. Dr. Mo, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for this conversation. Enjoy the enjoy your next hike.
Thank you very much. Appreciate those. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.